talk about work on The Takeaway on Tuesdays, and today we're talking about how to help people who are unemployed. Here's the statistical fact. There are so many people in the United States who are unemployed that even if you yourself are not unemployed, it's extremely likely that somebody close to you is. And the question today is, how do you help? Or if you're unemployed, what help do you need? Joining us to talk about this is Justin Jones-Fosu, a leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up. He's got some advice on this subject. And also Elena Guevara is a technical fashion designer, been out of work for the past 10 months, Elena?
Yes.
Okay, and she's going to talk about what friends have been trying to do to help her. So most of the past 9 or 10 months, you've been unemployed. That's a long time.
Yes, it is a long time.
And I assume that your friends want to help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is okay and what's not okay? I have friends that I would like to help. What can I do for them? Is it just resume service? Can I offer to pay to copy or mail their resume? Can I offer them money?
If friends get weird about money, so I don't know if that is specifically the right way to go, unless it's specifically asked for. But in the beginning when I was actively looking for work, I did have friends print out copies of my resume for me at their jobs because I don't have access to a printer at home. And that was very helpful. That was useful. I've also had the dinner invitations and, friends took me out for drinks and took me out for dinner. And, that's always very nice.
Okay. So were they helpful?
Yeah, I would say those things are helpful. I mean, the last thing you want to do is become isolated when you're unemployed. And, I mean, you're already spending all day at home by yourself anyway. So if you see your friends less often because you can't afford to go out, that just adds to that feeling of isolation.
Okay, Justin, we have 10% of Americans unemployed. Everybody knows that somebody that's out of work. How can we help someone that we know that is unemployed?
A very good question. I think, first of all, being available and listening is so important. We really can't underestimate that. Almost half of unemployed people surveyed by the New York Times in December said they suffered from depression or anxiety, and having someone to talk to can really help. But it's also really appreciated when you try to help them get connected to some job opportunities. Talk them up, even when they're not around, to some of your business contacts, the networking events, and, just some of the places outside of your fields of work. The more people you know, the larger potential of them hearing about job leads.
Okay, but some of my good friends, I can think of a couple of them right now. I'm either not sure what they're like on the job, or I happen to know one who is chronic absences. I mean, am I taking a risk by talking somebody up that I'm not sure of their job performance?
You make a really good point, Celeste. One thing we can't do is jeopardize our own reputation and credibility for the sake of your friends. Only recommend people that you have a lot of confidence in, and you can connect those to your main contacts. For the rest of some of your unemployed friends, offer to help sell themselves, connect them to some networking sites, whether LinkedIn or Facebook, because it's interesting that more than two-thirds consider their changing their career field, and you can help brainstorm with them to help them find, a potential job.
Maybe get with a little imagination. So, Elena Guevara, have you had offers of help that was, you talked about people taking you out to dinner or copying your resume for you. What if people offered that was not so helpful?
More general job search ideas, like suggestions like, have you tried Craigslist or have you networked with your friends? I mean, very general things like that. I mean, either they don't apply to me or I've already tried them. Yeah.
Have you thought about getting a job
yeah.
at all?
Yeah. I have a friend who keeps pushing me into waitressing work, and I'm like, I have never waitressed in my life. Why do you think that I would be qualified to waitress until I find a regular job? Like, I just assume that, a restaurant is going to hire people with experience rather than someone who just happens to be an unemployed fashion designer who needs to waitress.
But there's an awkwardness around this. One of my friends wanted to go to a training session that would help her in her job search. She said, I'm not sure if I can afford the plane ticket. I said, let me buy the plane ticket for you. I mean, is that okay? Is that if somebody offered that to you, is that an okay thing to offer?
Yeah, I think that would be an okay thing to offer. Absolutely.
Do you feel awkward sometimes? Have there been offers of help that you felt strange about accepting?
On a small level, yes. I don't want to have my friends take me out to dinner all the time. So after a while, I kind of stopped accepting invitations out.
You should hit her up for a plane ticket. I think that'd be a good idea.
Well, Justin, what about this awkward? I mean, she's saying that she, after a while, she stops accepting it, but at the same time, she doesn't want to be isolated.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things we should definitely do is consider giving them money, but not as a charity for work that they do. One great couple of websites that you can use is, if you decide to give them money, is give them anonymously. There's an organization that's called givinganon.org or myregistry.com, which you can leave money for them as an anonymous tip.
Well, I mean, are there other things? Are there things that people should not do, that people should steer away from offering?
Absolutely. I think that you have to be very careful in communicating yourself like you're giving them charity. So you have to take a step back and realize, what kind of friend is this? How would they respond to this? And if you can give them money as a gift or ask them to pay it forward, but don't make them feel pressured that they have to pay it back.
Okay. Justin Jones-Fosu is a leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up, Elena Guevara, unemployed technical fashion designer who you should accept those free dinners. Thanks to both of you.
If you're unemployed right now, what's the one thing you'd want your friends to do? Tell us a story of something that you've done to help a friend out. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post it to our website, thetakeaway.org. And every day we write up a sneak peek at the stories we're working on for tomorrow's show. You can read along as the news develops by following our blog. Stop by thetakeaway.org and click on blog. The Super Bowl is next weekend. You're probably not going, but is your congressman? ProPublica and The Takeaway are teaming up to find out which politicians are going to the big game and how they got their tickets. Go to the website to find out. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.